All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI23-007 regarding Mr. Robert Kelly. The time is now 10:03 a.m. on May 18th, 2023. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to the case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and their purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff.
Brandon Eden, board staff.
Thank you. Mr. Winter?
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Thank you. Mr. Donald?
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting as board counsel.
Thank you. And then our EAC members?
Daniel Hayden, home inspector.
Thank you.
Edward Padilla, EAC member, home inspector in Payson, Arizona.
Thank you. Mr. Gabor?
Brick Gabor, EAC member, home inspector, Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you. And Mr. Elson?
John Elson, EAC member, Arizona license inspector, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Thank you. And our alleger, Ms. Janosik?
Francisca Janosik, and I filed the complaint.
Thank you. Just a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce your name before you give a statement so it is clear who's speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review all your recordings so we can be certain who said what. To avoid disruptions, we'll need to have all cell phones either turned off or placed on silent mode. This EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on September 20th of 2022 related to a home inspection in Amado, Arizona on or about July 8th of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based on the material that was provided. At this time, I need to ask all EAC members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on the committee without conflicts with the ledger respondent. For the record, I'll call each of you by name, and if you could signify yes or no on whether you're good to move forward or not. Mr. Hayden?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Gabor?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Padilla?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Elson?
Yes.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the ledger. We would then go on to respondent. However, I do need to state for the record that respondent was invited with ample notice to attend this meeting, and he has declined to do so. So we won't be having an interview with respondent. Ms. Janosik, when we get into executive session, we're going to start with an interview with yourself. After that interview is concluded, we'll be going into another part of the executive session. That's a deliberation for just the EAC members and board staff. We'll have to have you disconnect at that point, and then we can call you back when we're back in open session. Um, covers that. This time I'll need to call for a motion to enter executive session. If I could get a motion from...
Rick DeBoer makes the motion.
I second. Thank you. Dan Hayden seconds.
Thank you. And we'll need to do a quick roll call vote. Mr. Hayden?
Yes.
Mr. Grabor?
Yes.
Mr. Padilla?
Present.
And Mr. Elson?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. We'll go ahead and move into executive session. We're going to start off with Ms. Janosik, so you can go ahead and stay on the line.